Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the business update call of Gabriel India Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. We request all the participants to restrict their questions only to the subject matter of the transaction announced yesterday by the company. I now hand the conference over to Mrs. Anjali Singh, Chairperson. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you very much. A good morning and a warm welcome to everyone joining on this call today. I'm pleased to share that the Board of Directors of Gabriel India has approved a composite scheme of arrangement. The investor presenting detailing this development has uploaded to the stock exchange and is also available on the company website. We hope you've had an opportunity to go through this. This scheme of arrangement marks a meaningful step forward in realizing our group's strategic vision, realigning the corporate structure to unlock synergies and enhance our competitive edge. Gabriel India is set to play a pivotal role in this transformation, serving as our group's vehicle for future growth and a platform for long-term value creation. With an ambitious group revenue target of 50,000 crores by 2030, Gabriel India is poised to lead the charge, redefining its legacy and setting new benchmarks in innovation, agility, and shareholder value. This scheme also represents a significant milestone in Gabriel India's evolution from a single product suspension manufacturer to a diversified technology-driven mobility solutions provider. In 2023, we took the first step in this transformation by partnering with Inalfa Roof Systems to enter into the sunroof business, signaling a strategic intent to become a multi-product company. Through this scheme, we aim to enter new product segments to mitigate concentration risk, forge direct alliances with global partners, to co-develop advanced technologies, and leverage synergies through scale and shared resources. This arrangement will position Gabriel as a preferred global OEM partner, expand our customer base, embrace cutting-edge technologies, and strengthen our aftermarket presence through a diverse product portfolio. By consolidating mature ventures under Gabriel's umbrella, we enhance scale without incurring additional debt, addressing investors' expectations around diversification and M&A. Ultimately, the scheme is expected to accelerate profitable growth with improved margins, deliver a very good earnings per share accretion, and generate higher returns on equity, creating substantial long-term value for our shareholders. With that, I now invite Mr. Mahinder Goyal and Mr. Atul Jaggeet to provide an overview of the proposed scheme. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Singh. Good morning, everyone, and thanks for joining the call. As you know, that we have uploaded the investor presentation giving more details about the transaction. But for the benefit of everybody, I will take you through some of the highlights of the presentation. I'll also keep mentioning the slide numbers for the benefit of all of you. So I'll straight away jump to slide number 6, where we will give the overview of the proposed scheme. So as you are aware that we have been actively evaluating organic and inorganic opportunities. I think time to time we have been discussing about it in various forums and calls. So we have identified few businesses and investments for potential acquisition through a scheme of arrangements which have been held by the promoters of Gabriel. So right now we are looking at 4 entities: Anchemco, Dana Anand, Henkel Anand, and Anand CY Mutech. So I will touch a little bit more about them in the subsequent slides. So in terms of the proposed transaction, the next slide will give you more details of that. This is obviously subject to the key approvals from the creditors, NCLT, stock exchanges, shareholders, majority of minority. And the timelines that we are looking at is 10 to 12 months, subject to the regulatory approvals. If you go to slide number 7, it gives a more clear view of the transaction mechanics. So as a first step, the merger of Anchemco into AIPL happens. Then the business undertaking, the demerger of the business undertaking, which means the business of Anchemco and investments in ACYM, Dana Anand, Henkel Anand from AIPL into Gabriel. And then as step 3, Gabriel issues shares to AIPL's shareholders. So the slide 8 shows the resultant structure post this entire transaction. So Anchemco gets merged into Gabriel. So in addition to the damper, shock absorbers, front forks business, we add the business of Anchemco. IGSS and GEIC, which is the R&D, European R&D Tech Center, continues to be 100% subsidiaries of Gabriel. And Gabriel acquires stake 25.1% in Dana Anand, 49% in Henkel Anand, and 76% in ACYM. Now I'll go to the strategic rationale. So we'll jump on to slide number 10. As also explained by the chairperson, so we are basically looking at transformation of Gabriel through either itself or through its investment from a single product company into a diversified product company. We are looking at enhanced collaboration with the foreign strategic partners and obviously achieving synergies through economies of scale and shared resources. As you are aware that domestic dominance and global presence has been a key pillar in the Gabriel strategy, so we look at expanding the customer base. We are looking at better supply chain synergies, leveraging the global relationships and obviously the larger product portfolio, wherein we are also able to enhance our aftermarket presence. The third rationale is the simplification of the group structure. So this will consolidate the business of demerged undertaking of AIPL into automotive components, making Gabriel the growth engine for the automotive business in the future. And this also addresses the repeated queries of the investors on product diversification M&A by bringing the existing matured JVs under Gabriel fold. This helps Gabriel scale up without any leverage or cash outlay. Accretion of EPS has been already explained by the chairperson. We are looking at a 40% on a current scale basis. And the enhanced ability to raise the funds for future organic and inorganic growth. I'll touch quickly, briefly on the entities. So slide 12, if you look at Dana Anand, so was established in 1993. The current size of the business is close to 2,700 crores with a healthy improving EBITDA margin of 16%. In terms of the product portfolio, axles and drive shafts with supplies to all the key UVs and the commercial vehicles customers. The stake, as I have already mentioned, of AIPL is 25.1% current. Coming to Henkel Anand, again a joint venture with Henkel Germany, a leading supplier of BAW and NVH product solutions to all the major OEMs in the country. Last year revenue was around 900 crores with an improving healthy EBITDA margin of 26%. Customer base I've already touched on, and in terms of the return on investment and equity, I think we're looking at a very high number of above 60% in this particular case. The shareholding here is 49% AIPL and 51% Henkel. Coming to the third entity, which is Anand CY Mutec, again a joint venture with CY Mutec of Korea. The AIPL stake is 76% here. Last year revenue was little more than 200 crores with a beta margin of 12%. And again, we are looking at a 22% ROCE. The product categories here have been the synchronizer rings, both on the brass side lately on the steel side, and the aluminium forging, which is a very interesting product, gets added to the kitty. Last but not the least, coming to Anchemco India, this was incorporated in 2010 as a business unit of Anand Group. Last year's sale was around 330 crores. Again, a good healthy EBITDA margin of around 12%. Key customers being Tata Motors, Daimler, Mahindra, and the product portfolio for this entity is brake fluids, radiator coolants, diesel exhaust fluids, which is AdBlue, and PU and PVC adhesives. Coming to the valuation and the emerging shareholding post this scheme, so we have the two independent valuers, KPMG and BDO India. The fairness opinion was given by the ICICI Securities. We are looking at an EV EBITDA of a little less than eight times in the transaction, with a mentioned swap ratio of 1158 against 1,000 shares of AIPL. So, post the merger, the promoter shareholding becomes 63.5% and the public becomes 36.5%. Slide 19 gives you a little more details on the who all were involved in the transaction as an advisor. So JM Financial was the exclusive financial advisor. Catalyst helped in structuring and scheme implementation. ICICI Securities, as I mentioned, for fairness of his opinion. KPMG and BDO as independent registered valuers, and Cortes as a due diligence advisor. That is a brief of the transaction. I would now request you to ask the questions. Again, my request is that let us keep the question focused on the transaction and not get into the Q1 results, because as you know, the board meeting will be coming up in the next few days about Q1. Thank you so much. Over to you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Jay Kale from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, and thanks for taking my question. And congratulations, team, for taking this step, which has been a long-standing wish of investors. My first question is, you know, if you could just walk us through some of the considerations that were discussed in shortlisting these four entities to get into the consolidated listed entity. Was it that these companies had better synergies with the existing company? And in that context, how should one view the other group entities? And could that be, you know, in the offing in the coming years?
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for the question. So, of course, our group size is right now 20,000 crore, and the companies which have right now we are consolidating, those itself around 4,000 crore, and we consider the Gabriel size today. Gabriel itself 3,500 crore, plus we have already a subsidiary company in Alpha. So that itself, when we put together the Gabriel, you know, 4,000 crore plus additional 4,000 we are transferring through this transaction. So that takes care of almost 40% value of the group, actually, which is being consolidated at the Gabriel level. So this is the first time which was fit from the product point of view, from the size point of view, and reaching the shareholder value point of view, considering the JV. We have the joint ventures. What is the joint venture strategy in future? Considering all those things, I think this is something we found optimum at this stage. And later, of course, as all depends on how it is decided by the Gabriel board or management, those things will be answered at an appropriate time.
Okay, so most likely this should be probably like a starting step, hopefully. The second question is, you know, you've mentioned about group revenues close to 20,000 crore currently, expected target of 50,000 crores by FY30. Is it fair to assume that Gabriel incrementally should be having a higher growth trajectory, given that incrementally a lot of new products will come into this entity? So is that a fair assumption for us to make?
Yeah, I think Chairperson made a comment, and you have seen the investor presentation which is already uploaded, that there is a message very clear that our target is 50,000 crore and Gabriel is going to be our growth engine actually. So that is something our strategy, and which should answer the question which you have in mind.
Okay. And also just
sorry to interrupt, sir. Mr.
Yeah.
Jai, can you please come back in the
yeah.
queue? For,
thank
sure, you.
I'll come back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Mumuksh Mandalesha from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity and strong congratulations on the major move to start the consolidation and simplification of Anand Group structure and with Gabriel as its front face of the group. So first question to Anjali ma'am, can you share your thoughts at promoter level behind this move of simplification of the group structure and with the Gabriel entity as its front face of the group? Is it to unlock more value for the group? What are the benefits of having a listed company for the group?
Yeah, thank you very much for your question. As a family, I think you can see with a change of guard and a far more aggressive outlook on the business now, seeing where we are in India, we feel very strongly that we're in a great position to build value for the Gabriel shareholder and also to use Gabriel as our vehicle for growth going forward. So I guess my answer very clearly is that yes, Gabriel is the vehicle for growth, and we see this as a first step on both or looking at organic and inorganic opportunities for the company.
On the group level, we plan to grow 2.5x. So earlier we had a plan to do one kind of M&A per year. Now, since we are also doing a lot of ICE and EV products with this new acquisitions, will Gabriel also be see much higher pace of acquisition as a group? You always do 2 to 3 acquisitions per year. So should that also change with this new structure?
Of course. Go ahead, man.
Please go ahead.
No, my only answer there to starting point, and Mahinder, you can take the rest of the question, is that, of course, with the in conjunction with the Gabriel board and the Gabriel strategy as it unfolds, we hope to have positive movement in the future as well on new opportunities, of course, based on each opportunity that we look at. Yeah, Mahinder, please.
Yeah, I think you have seen already that we started with an Alpha 2 years back. And then we added another business very recently, one of the small acquisition which is in the same product. So that's very clear for us, and the message which is already shared with all of you that Gabriel is growth engine for us, and we continue to grow whether it is acquisition or this kind of opportunities through Gabriel actually. So the Gabriel is a growth engine that will continue for this kind of restructuring and also for the future investment, whatever we will examining, whether it is a joint venture or merger or acquisitions basically.
Got it, sir. So there are a few good, very good JVs which have added to Dana Anand, Henkel Anand, but where we have a minority holding currently. Is there potential over a period of time to increase the holding in this company, and where can we have a more major shareholding?
So we cannot have answer to this question because it is there is a JV partner and we have their holding. So it stay as it is basically the way we have our agreements. There's no change which we are expecting anything in the current structure.
Got it. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Ketan from SMIFS Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations to the group for the recent acquisitions. I have a couple of questions. First is, apart from the suspension and the sunroof business, what amount of market size opens up for Gabriel, considering all the entities, Dana, Henkel, Enkemo, consolidated entities?
Yeah, I think there is a lot of space available. I think it is different entity to entity. I think we have a lot of scope in Enkemco. We are not having so much of the market share, and that is the primary reason for bringing Enkemco into the Gabriel fold. So we can use the OEM strength of Gabriel. We can use the aftermarket network, which is very, very relevant for business of Enkemco. So that is something which is, I think, a lot of opportunities from the market capturing point of view in future. Similarly, from the synchronizer ring point of view, currently we are fairly placed, but one of the recent business which we have started in synchronizer company ACVIM, which is basically related to the aluminium forging, and the Gabriel is very, very strong in the two-wheeler, which everybody knows here, and considering the Gabriel strength in the two-wheeler, and that product of the aluminium forging is directly adding synergy to the Gabriel business, and of course the company which is being will be a subsidiary company. So that is what I think we intend to capture the market, and these are the business will be directly attaching to the Gabriel sales as well.
So I'll just add on one point to this. You know that I think we have been discussing about Gabriel's very strong share in the EV space, and you know the kind of value addition that we can do on the lightweighting with our current EV customers. So I think there are clear synergies which we have mapped, and we see these entities scaling up. And if you also look at these entities, these are all very well-run entities. The growth in the previous years, the data is already available with you. I think they've all been growing double-digit comfortably. So.
Got it, sir. Got it. Sir, my second question is, sir, in your presentation, you mentioned that in FY25, there would have been accretion of EPS by 7 rupees per share. So this is considering if all entities would have consolidated today. So on base business, 7 rupees would have been added. Is this correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay. So, sir, just a direct question, how you see, the growth trajectory, for the next 2 to 3 years, this 7 rupees can be 9, 9.5, 10 rupees per share?
So, you know that I think we normally don't give any forward-looking guidance for that. But, again, I think the data is available with you. You know, you can see that these companies are all have been growing exceedingly well. They have been doing very well. So, but anyway, we will not be able to put a number to it.
Got it.
You can understand. Yeah.
Sir, just one last question, sir. In the into the presentation for the Enkemo business, the numbers which you have mentioned, the financial numbers, so they are the balances. So these numbers we have to directly add to the Gabriel. And the remaining numbers, sir, you have not mentioned that whether they are the balances or it is the complete figure of that company. So how should we look at for other companies and for Enkemo?
So it is, the numbers are all complete numbers. So obviously Enkemco gets added as it is, and all the other three proportionate to the shareholding gets added.
So basically that Enkemco is getting merged, so that top line added to the directly to the Gabriel, then ACVIM becomes the subsidiary of the company, so we are able to consolidate like any other business in Alpha or anything else, and rest of the business will be associates. So, and their profit will be added to the Gabriel, actually, directly to the Gabriel.
Okay. So, sir, just one last follow-up.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Aditya. Please come back in the queue for further questions. The next question is from the line of Jitendra Khatri from Tata Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. So my simple question is, what is your market share in each of these four entities in their respective markets? That I wanted to know.
Okay, I think we are fairly covered, like from the ACYM point of view, we are very well placed in the passenger car and the CV market. So this is something I would say from the market point of view, we can say we are doing very good market share here. Aluminium forging, we have to build up market for that. That's the opportunity which we want to encash with the Gabriel synergies. And Chemco, I already shared, there is a lot of scope to improve our market share. So we have not so much of market share in this. And therefore, we want to use the synergy of Gabriel again to enhance the market share. And Dana, we are fairly, I would say, one of the leader in this. And similarly, in the other business, Henkel Anand, we are one of the leader in this.
So Dana and ACY, can you tell the exact number in market share, since you are the leader there?
Very product wise, we deal with multiple products actually. So that's the reason I'm saying that we are a market leader. You can assume if there are three players, we are having 30-40% market share. So that's what the market leader point of view, basically.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Viraj Kacharya, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sorry, this is Viraj from Simple. Just three questions, but before that, to Anjali and to Mr. Mahendra and Mr. Jaggi as well, thanks for this opportunity and congratulations on this initiative. I think even before this, we had seen a very good consistent execution playing out in Gabriel standalone, and with this new product, I'm sure it will further strengthen our flagship company in coming years. So congratulations to you and the team.
Thank you.
Couple of questions. First is on the broader path which we have taken with this new product initiative. I think one of the earlier thinking was that Gabriel will be the play for any new fuel agnostic products. But if you look at some of the products which we have added with this restructuring, we also have a play in the EV component value chain. So just trying to get some more perspective going forward, will Gabriel be the sole vehicle for any fuel agnostic product, or we would also have a play in any EV product value chain? And a related question is, if you see some of the other group auto component groups in India, there are few players who have gone more global in terms of product acquisition and trying to be more bigger in specific product chains. Experience of them has not been that that accretive. While a lot other companies, successful companies, have focused more local and played either in terms of premiumization or import substitution. So for us, incrementally, where does the larger focus lie? So there are two questions on the path, and then just add one more question, but I'll just come back after that.
So Viraj, thanks for kind words, and maybe I'll start with the first question. So as you know, we have been talking about obviously the focus has been EV agnostic, I would say the agnostic products, and again, there's nothing that is cast in stone. See, the reason why we have been talking about some of the pure EV products is because the market itself has not matured. The market size itself, say in the passenger car segment, is quite small. Two-wheeler has grown, but it is also stagnant for quite some time. The technologies that are coming are very rapidly changing. So a lot of, obviously, capital inflow is needed. The technologies are changing. So some of these entities have to take time to get mature. So, obviously we would also like to see a consistent performance of the product and the entities before we take any call. That does not mean that, let's say, like an example, what Mr. Goyal said, that aluminium forging, Now, while a bigger play can be there on the lightweighting side, but again, it is not only restricted to the EV. It is applicable everywhere. Even there are great opportunities, I can say that, available even for the backward integration when it gets with Gabriel. So, again, this is the thinking that is going behind it. Coming to the second point on local versus global, again, there's no restriction per se. Yes, any opportunity that comes, whether in India or outside India, gets evaluated from multiple angles. If we see the value for all the stakeholders coming in, we are more than happy to even look at opportunities outside of India. A couple of them, to be honest, we have explored. Unfortunately, we did not they did not fructify because of some challenges that we could see. But otherwise, we are completely open on both the sides.
Okay. Just one more question was on the synergies part, either in terms of margins or things. See, I think we have been taking a lot of initiatives at the parent level also, strengthening of the leadership team, restructuring of businesses, and there's already some bit of sales interlink between Gabriel and some of those entities which we talked about, either in aftermarket or other ways. So I'm just trying to ask is, are there any low-hanging fruits, either in terms of synergies, you think, be it sales or cost, which can play out in the near term for you? And on a medium term, either in terms of qualitatively or quantitatively, you can talk a little bit more on the synergies, be it sales or capabilities or cost part.
So I can give you a couple of examples, again, of the synergies that we see in the, I would say, in the short run. And obviously, you would understand that, I think, as the time unfolds, a lot of these things will become more clear, and we'll be able to share more. But again, sort of aluminum forging, a fantastic synergies that we see with our strong presence both in the two-wheeler side and also with the OEMs. You know, Gabriel has more than 70% share with the EV companies. So that relationship of last many years can very strongly support here. Aftermarket business, again, you know, the network that Gabriel has on the in the aftermarket, not only restricted to two-wheelers but also on the passenger cars aftermarket. A company like Anchemco, we can leverage any product that is available currently. AdBlue, the diesel exhaust fluid, is obviously one of their strengths. But whether it is brake fluids, whether it is coolants, whether it is adhesives, we can use the Gabriel network, Gabriel, and we can leverage the short-term and medium-term sort of synergies. And as the time unfolds, obviously, we will look at adding more technologies and other things as time progresses.
Okay. Just one request. It's just a request to Anjali and Mr. Mahendra. Maybe we can see more active presence from the parent promoters, not every quarter, but maybe once a year. It will also be very helpful, you know, to understand your perspective, you know, in future as well. So just one more request. And yeah, that's it.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate your comment and well accepted.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this will be our last question. It's from the line of Priya Ranjan from HDFC AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks. And congratulations to both Anand Group and the management of Gabriel India for doing all this exercise. So I just wanted to have one question related to the how will be the mix change with all this between, say, two-wheeler, four-wheeler, I mean, passenger car and CV, etc.? Because that is one missing piece which we are not able to see in the presentation.
Obviously, with Dana, the CV part becomes.
Yeah. So I think it's again, you know, mix of the products. You can see that when we are talking about why we are bringing this to it, it's adding many products to Gabriel Group from single product to the multiple product portfolio, actually. And from the market share point of view, it is adding now basically. You know, whether it is CV, now Gabriel has been very strong in CV already. Now from the Dana point of view, the Dana is again a very strong company from the CV point of view, and Enchemco is also very strong in the CV segment. So you can see that the overall pie or overall strength of the Gabriel is increasing in the CV segment. Now look at differently from the other business point of view, the ACYM and of course the Henkel, they are primarily doing good business in the passenger car segment actually. So that adds value in the passenger car segment actually. So it is enhancing the overall, I would say, the market share for Gabriel in these products, whether it is passenger car or it is commercial vehicle. Yes, right now these business don't have any two-wheeler, much of the two-wheeler business, and that is what we said, that we will be now using the Gabriel strength to develop more products for the two-wheeler through with the Enchemco and through the ACYM basically.
Sure. So one way, I mean, just to clarify, is it more balanced between say passenger car, two-wheeler and commercial vehicle now, rather than earlier it was more two-wheeler heavy?
Yes. So definitely, especially the entities which will get consolidated from the top line point of view,
they would
add to passenger car and the commercial vehicle portfolio. And again, they are both the places. While they are very strong in both, there are opportunities on the two wheeler side. But yes, you will look at a little more balanced portfolio, I would say that.
Great. Thank you. Nice.
Thank you for joining the call.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Yeah. Thank you all once again for your participation at such a short notice. As we mentioned earlier, we are truly excited about the future of the company. This step marks a significant milestone in our journey and is aimed at driving stronger, more sustainable value for our shareholders. At the same time, our unwavering focus remains on our core business, suspension systems, where we continue to pursue our vision of being one of the top five globally. This initiative is complement to that core, allowing us to expand our portfolio and de-risk our overall business. Thank you once again for joining the call. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of Gabriel India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.